At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only 10 bucks every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
Hey, if you suffered an injury in an accident and would like a free case review, make sure you call the super team at Daspit Law Firm. Free consultations are available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Dial 713-322-HURT. That's 713-322-HURT. Or you can go to the website, daspitlaw.com.
Let's get back to John and Lance on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. More importantly, let's get back to the guy who does all the actual heavy lifting on this show, RJ. Hang in there, brother. Everybody listening knows who's the real hero here. Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, it's RJ and these two guys.
Welcome back here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. John and Lance here with you. And interesting break. We had a package for AD here.
Our
and the guy in the delivery guy didn't speak English. I wonder how hard that is if you don't speak any English.
Hard.
Yeah.
It was Amazon,
to communicate with anybody. So, So I had to sign for it. It's funny. So I told them my name is John, and they, I don't know why, but everybody puts J-H-O. And if you're from a Latin American country, you usually put J-H-O-N.
Oh, really?
Like Johnny Peralta. You remember him?
Yeah.
He was an infielder.
Was it spelled that way?
He spelled it J-H-O-N-N-Y, Jahani. I don't know why. I think maybe that's just a mix-up, but that happens all the time.
Okay.
Yeah. And then we had somebody that used to party at my house just come in.
You didn't even recognize him.
No, but it was like 20 or 30 years ago.
Yeah, maybe more than 20.
No, it's over 20.
Yeah.
Because Wendy and I were just married and she said, yeah, her husband worked with Wendy and they used to come to our house.
Remember we used to come to your house like, oh.
Oh, no.
Was it bad? Was it good?
How were the parties? Was it wild?
What was I like?
Was it wild? How were we? No, it was just fun. Yeah, okay. That's good. That's good to hear. J.J. Watt, CBS studio analyst. What did I tell you his job was going to be?
Studio analyst.
He was going to be. He's perfect for the desk.
Mm-hmm.
Perfect for that
desk. I thought
he'd
be on TV. I wasn't sure if it was, but it's that's like the only thing he could do because he's not going to be. That's okay, that came out wrong. I don't think he's not in the booth guy.
Mm-hmm.
He's not an in the booth guy. But his perspective could be really good, but I would almost rather see it. Like, I don't like the sitting there and sharing. It's Boomer. Is Strahan off this year?
Because
he was mentioning who it was.
I don't know which one.
Boomer, Phil Simms, I guess Bill Cowher still.
Jimmy.
So he's on Fox. He's
on Fox. Jimmy Johnson's on Fox. Yeah. Jimmy Johnson
Jimmy's
and Brad,
on Fox.
Bradshaw's on Fox.
I could swear he mentioned Jimmy Johnson yesterday, but anyway.
Or is Jimmy on CBS?
No,
I don't
Jimmy's
know.
On Fox.
I don't watch him anymore. I don't know.
I don't, and that's the problem is I don't watch
hardly,
shows either.
Hardly at all. Maybe if it's on, but I can't tell you who's on which one.
What's up, RJ?
I was going to say, Nate Burleson? Like, is that the missing name?
Yeah, Nate. Well, yeah. No, Nate is Nate's on CBS.
Nate's on CBS, but he's on their daily morning show, right?
Well, I know, but he's also on football too.
Yeah, he's on football Sunday.
Who's the hardest working person right now?
Michael Strahan. Oh.
Is it Stephen A. Smith or Nate Burleson?
No.
I don't think it's Michael. I think it's probably
it's
Stephen
what's
A.
his
Smith.
Name that's taken over for Pat Sajak. It's on.
Ryan Seacrest?
Yeah, Ryan Seacrest.
Seacrest is up there. He does. I think he still does morning radio. Does he still do American
no,
Idol?
No, he does. He was on with what's her name, Kelly, for years now, but that's over. I think. Yeah, he's leaving that.
I'll see what
Ryan
all he does.
And Kelly.
Yeah,
and
yeah, I know. But
now
he's
taking over. Did you see this? Apparently, Vanna White is suing them.
Yeah, Ryan Seacrest is still on the air, dude. He still does radio.
He does radio for...
Weekday syndicated radio program hosted by Ryan Seacrest is launched in 2004 as a drive time show.
In the afternoon? It has to be afternoon.
It's still going on. Andy does TV, and he's going to do that. Mm. But I would argue Stephen A. Smith's doing the same thing. I don't know that if you outwork Stephen A. Smith, but Nate Burleson's trying to.
Vanna White is suing because they're giving Ryan Seacrest that job.
Yep.
And she says she hasn't had a raise in like 18 years. She hasn't received a raise in 18 years. Wow. Vanna White, how in the world do you work all of that?
Is she still there?
I can relate.
Is she still there?
She's still there. But she's like, I think she's suing him. She lawyered up. She's going to sue them because Ryan Seacrest got the job. Maybe she wanted the job. I don't know. But how about a little something?
Do you know how much more she wants? How much do you think
she makes? Around $3 million a year for turning letters. That's not bad. That's not a bad job.
You ain't getting a raise.
It's just not a bad job.
I got news for you. She wants $4.5 million.
She is famous, though.
She wants $4.5 million on her next contract.
Well, you know, throw her a bone. I mean, how much money has that show made? And she's famous.
She started when she was 25.
She's pretty damn good at turning them letters, though. I'll tell you that. As soon as they turn blue, she flips them.
How much do you think Pat Sajak made per season?
Per season? Probably $8.5 million.
I'm just telling you right now, radio sucks.
$8.5 million.
Higher.
14.
Higher.
And she only made three?
He made $15 million.
$15 million.
I would argue that for the first of the 41 years she's been doing this, which is incredible, I would argue that for at least the first 25, people cared way more about her than anyone else who was hosting the show.
Yeah.
Whoever were the other hosts, because it wasn't
now,
always Pat.
There's a rumor that these two, they hooked up.
Well, okay.
Yeah. But so they shared a lot of that 15.
No. How Pat Sajak's not give. Well, you hooked up like they're living together?
No, they were an item, yeah.
How long? Who said he's sharing anything?
Well, if you're going out with a girl, you know, you're making her pick up the tabs.
Yeah, but that ain't sharing $15 million. How expensive are your meals?
If you're going, okay, and you're going to Bali, and you're going to all of these different...
If they did that.
Yeah. Yeah.
Why are you just saying that? I feel like you're making this up.
I'm going to put it out there. I'm going to tell you right now.
I know you're going to put it out there. You already just did.
Pat Sajak and Vanna White. Vanna White dating. Pat Sajak and Vanna White married.
What?
Vanna White have undeniably on stream. I mean, they've been on.
Were they married?
Were they ever married?
No.
The answer is
no.
And only a year later, they were married.
They've been married?
All of this was before he started his career as the host of Wheel of Fortune.
Hold on. She was married to Pat Sajak, and then he got the job at Wheel of Fortune?
How long have Vanna White been together?
John is reading 40 Google
years.
Results live.
Yeah. How many times has... Okay. I'm telling you, they're an item. She got that cash. She got that cash. Oh, they decided not to get married. Hold on. Yeah, never mind.
That's what I thought.
Well, Google said they were
married.
What?
You're right.
And they said no.
John, you're 100% right. When two people get married or even are together, you end up sharing all the money. Isn't that right, Wendy?
Yeah, we share the money. We're sharing that money. I'm sharing that money with her.
Do you?
Well, kind of. She kind of keeps her side, but
that's the same thing Pat Sajak does. Pat Sajak is Wendy, and you're Vanna White.
Oh. Absolutely. Absolutely. Oh, no. He's making five times more?
Hey, guys, can you that's maybe right. give
Listen,
me a raise?
No. That's worse for me. It's worse for
me. Guys, have y'all thought about maybe giving me a raise? It's been 18 years, and they're like, I mean, it's $3 million is kind of the cap of what we're paying on this one. I don't know what to tell you. You're turning letters. Like, this is the highest end of what we're... This is the mid-level exception. We're giving you max mid-level right now at $3 million. Pat Sajak, $15 million a year. Now, to be fair, Kirk Cousins makes more than twice that per year.
Yeah.
You know. Now, his job's harder than Pat Sajak's.
She wasn't married to Pat Sajak. Well. But I saw them on vacation together in one
but
of
But you
them.
Put that out there.
Yeah, yeah.
You literally had that out there. Anybody who turned the radio off after you said that believes that they were married.
She was engaged to John Gibson, the wrestler, Young and the Restless star.
I don't know him.
Yeah, I don't either. And then, okay, so anyway, that was the rumor. And listen, it was by Ballsack Sports. I read it. I read in Ballsack Sports that those two were together. So I don't know. Maybe I'm wrong.
She was the sole reason many people watched. That was my point. Vanna White probably out-earned whoever the host was at one point.
Yeah.
She should have.
Wait, remember the kicker? Who was it that oh, no. What was that the show that he did? Yeah.
Jan Stenerud?
No.
Martin Gramatica? Was he doing it?
No, there was a field goal kicker that took the
not
the,
Jay
the,
Feely. The,
no.
You're right. There was a kicker who used to do Wheel of Fortune.
Yeah. Yeah. Anyway, we'll take a break and we'll and then maybe he and Vanna went out too. I don't know. Rolf Benerska.
How did this happen? He was
Rolf Benerska.
I know it's true, but how
And I didn't even look it up, I just remembered it. He hosted it for about a week. I think he hosted it for about 2 weeks, and then they said, yeah,
L.A. Times
beat
in
it.
1989 just said Rolf Benerska.
I got it, Mark.
Job.
I had it, all right? I had it.
Here it is.
Before
contacted
any of you.
On Tuesday, Benerska said he had not been officially told he was off the show, although his contract with Merv Griffin Enterprises, the show's producers, has been terminated.
Do you think Merv Griffin didn't make some money? That
money.
Dude started up that and a bunch of stuff. Merv Griffin made a ton of money. I want to be Merv Griffin.
Wait, Benerska joined the daytime version of the show in January, replacing Pat Sajak, who continues the team with Vanna White for the syndicated nightly version. So there was two different versions.
Yeah, but then that didn't last long, though. All right, we're taking a break. 713-780-3776. It's pretty much a holiday show. We don't care anymore because we're leaving. We're not going to be here Monday or Tuesday. So, you know
we
what?
We still care about you, though.
Yeah, we care about the listener. We don't care about doing any work. So if you want to call in and talk, you're more than welcome. Get in. 713-780-3776.
You've been enjoying ESPN 97.5. Time for you to tell a friend about this place.
What is this place?
What is this place?
What is this place?
What is this place?
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, it's the dynamic duo who make up the trench.
Get in the trench.
John and Lance.
Congrats. Speaking of child support, after 11 years, mine ends in 6 weeks. That's Craig. Congratulations, Craig, for that. Neighbor in the garage drinking a beer at 8:50 a.m. John Granato would be proud. Congratulations. Can't be drunk all day. Can't be drunk all day unless you start in the morning. Kyrie Irving going to meet with the Rockets today, apparently. Okay, per Kelly Eco. All right. Tony Bendejas? No, his name's Vendejas, right? Zendejas.
Yeah.
I think Art misspelled that.
Yeah, he misspelled it.
He's called him Bendejas. That's not right. Vanna White divorced Pat after he forgot their anniversary.
That's not true.
Whoa.
Not true.
For those of you just joining
us, never married.
Lance's anniversary was yesterday, and
he
forgot.
And we celebrated it.
Whoa.
How could I have forgotten if we celebrated it?
Oh, yeah. Celebrated.
See, I had a post yesterday on
Twitter.
Made some
nachos. Made some nachos.
Had a picture of me at my wedding back then with Alonzo and Dennis Lindsay.
So there is that. So, 713-780-37. Let's get Roger in here. He wants to talk about the Rangers series. Hey, Roger.
John, Lance, how's it going?
Good.
So I'm cranking up the Astros mystery music. I want to know about Devon's usage during the Rangers series. Do you think Dusty might up his usage in order to get a better chance at a division leader? Or will he continue to keep us in the abyss with Madrid and keep DuBois usage as a part of a big picture move, maybe a subject of a trade, and they're inclined not to use him as much as to not get the injury before the trade deadline.
Wait, you're talking about trading? You're talking about trading Dubon?
Yeah, I mean that's the only real reason I can think about why they're lowering his usage rate and not using him. I mean, that's two games in a row. He did put him in later, but it was already the game was already out of reach. But I just I don't understand.
Yeah, he could be dealing
all of a sudden the magician.
Yeah, I don't know. He could be dealing with an issue there. You know, we don't know. It might be a minor situation. Maybe he wants to give him rest. No one's trading Mauricio Dubon. Mauricio Dubon was a lifesaver at second base. Mauricio Dubon can play multiple positions. No, there's no chance that Mauricio Dubon is going to be any. They won't even take a call on that guy because he plays multiple positions and has been a good hitter for you and can steal bases. He's a healthier version of Aledmys Diaz with more speed and who's a better defender. So, no, there's no spotlighting him for a trade. That's not going to happen.
I mean,
unless there's something where they want to get a pitcher and Dubon all of a sudden has a lot of value or something, but I can't see that being the case at all right now.
Man, oh, man, oh, man, there's some bad news breaking right now. Our good friend Jeff Van Gundy has been let go, according to the New York Post.
What?
Yeah, Jeff Van Gundy, no longer on the ESPN and ABC broadcasts.
That is crazy to me.
Yeah. Apparently, they scrapped Max Kellerman, Keyshawn Johnson, and Jay Williams show in the morning.
We knew that.
Kellerman makes $5 million a year. That's got to go. Susie Kolber and Steve Young are gone. Apparently, Jeff Van Gundy is also cut from the team. ESPN let 20 go. They signed, a 5-year, $85 million deal for Pat McAfee.
Mm-hmm.
And they let Jeff Van Gundy, the best in the business.
Because McAfee will do, but Jeff Van Gundy does one thing.
But that's okay.
The ESPN model now.
Jeff Van Gundy is the best at his job.
Well, Jeff Van Gundy could do any number of things. But here's the thing. Jeff Van Gundy is does one thing. The ESPN model now is you have to do TV.
Multiple platforms.
Multiple TV platforms. Yeah. I mean, game, but not only game. You need to be on, you know.
McAfee's they say so internally, overboard.
It's J.J. Reddick, Richard Jefferson, and Doris
Burke. You have to be a caricature anymore. Stephen A., Pat McAfee, Skip Bayless. You have to be a character. You can't be a person. You have to exaggerate. You have to act.
I get embarrassed sometimes when I watch.
I'm embarrassed.
Emmanuel Acho, the way he is sometimes on TV. All these guys have to. Yeah, you're right. They have to kind of front. Yeah. I mean, it's. We see that. We see that from a lot of the guys.
Jeff Van Gundy is himself, and he's awesome.
Yeah, but Jeff
Van
Gundy,
and he's the best at his job.
This is easy. ESPN continues to make cuts because it's not a financially sustainable model to keep all the televised sports without all the subscription. So what you have to do is have people do multiple jobs. So now what they're saying is because you know Pat McAfee will do a lot of stuff. He'll do game day.
He'll be a clown.
Yeah,
and he'll be a clown.
But they will use him for 3-4 different things. So Pat McAfee will be used for multiple things. Ryan Clark is on multiple shows. J.J. Reddick, multiple shows. Stephen A. Smith, multiple shows. That's their model right now is we'll pay you, but you're going to do a lot of Kendrick Perkins on every other show, despite the fact we don't want to see it. And they say internally, J.J. Reddick, Doris Burke, or Richard Jefferson. Richard Jefferson is another one who does multiple stuff, are the most likely candidates to replace Jeff Van Gundy. Honestly, out of that group, I'd probably most like to see Doris Burke. I think she knows her ball. I think she's good at what she does. J.J. Reddick might be okay. Richard Jefferson can sometimes be a hot take artist. Whoever it's going to be is going to be somebody who's working for ESPN and other jobs as well.
I think they really like
Richard Jefferson. But I also think that Jeff Van Gundy, if this whole thing works out, according to these reports, that the NBA on NBC may come back. I mean, I think that's
what I'm saying. I hope ABC loses basketball because Jeff
Van
Gundy.
Well, I'll tell Wendy you said that.
What? It ain't killing it, trust me. It ain't moving the needle.
No, I know.
No.
Although I bet you advertising does fine.
Yeah, they well.
The ratings may not be great, but I bet advertising is still pretty good.
The regular season is a killer. The postseason was good this year.
Yeah, regular season's not, a killer. Not great. But yeah, NBC, there has been that out there. And that might. And Jeff Van Gundy may not want to do all this stuff all the time anymore. And you know what? Here's something to think about. Jeff Van Gundy may want to take over your spot.
If Jeff Van Gundy wanted my spot, he could take it right now. Or what about you, me, running, and Jeff doing the color?
And me out?
And you out. Yeah, yeah.
What if I go after...
Listen, Jeff Van Gundy is used to that Disney, ABC, ESPN money. You think he's going to sit here for this money every day?
No.
No.
Negative.
No. No.
Well, what if he just really loves talking sports with people?
I don't think he loves it that much. I don't think you can love it that
he
much.
He likes to talk about sports when he wants to.
Jeff Van Gundy is a guy who has M's in his contract.
And anyway, hold on. If he's here every day, doesn't that mean it's kind of in season? What if you're doing a show with in-season Van Gundy? Not fun Van Gundy on TV, where he's doing a game every other, you know, whatever. What if you're doing a show with the same Jeff Van Gundy that used to be Rockets coach?
No. That's
Jeff. Yeah. Oh, you don't want to be with that Jeff Van Gundy.
For this money and this job, he ain't grinding like that. Trust me, he ain't grinding like that.
You don't think? I think he
that
would.
Dude grinded.
Jeff Van Gundy believes in giving his best effort every single time.
He wasn't like that on those broadcasts.
I feel like Jeff has the type of sense of humor that we could actually call him right now and have that conversation with him. But I don't. I just I don't feel like,
hey, Coach.
Hey, we see you're out. Listen, you want to come do radio? Are you going to be mean Van Gundy or nice Van Gundy?
Jeff, if you're listening, call 713-780-3776.
Would you be listening to this show if you're Jeff Van
Gundy? You know
Gundy?
Jeff Van Gundy listens to the show. He listened to it when he was coaching. He listened
he may
to our
not
show.
Anymore, though.
Yes, he does.
Hey, is there a chance that Jeff Van Gundy's a coach somewhere? He's wanted to be, but...
Well, let's ask him. 713-780-37. Call in, Coach.
713-780-3776. We've got some questions for
you. Let's take a break. 930 ESPN 97.5.
ESPN 97.5.com. Oh, no. Why are the brakes out?
Because I cut the brakes! Wild car, bitches! Yeah!
Houston is all systems go!
We love our
I'm going to make this fast because John has a tea time and Lance has more NFL work to do. Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, it's The Trench.
Get in the trench.
All right, big weekend series starting with Ronel Blanco against John Gray tonight. Let's go. Let's go. We don't know what the weekend is going to bring. They might even hold Fromber back until Monday. And bring up somebody, maybe a Belak for Sunday. We'll see what they do. Or maybe they start Shane Dubin or whatever. I don't know, but it looks like Christian Javier just may be a casualty this weekend. You can't, the way he pitched the last two outings, you can't throw him out there on Monday and expect, you know, I don't know what you could possibly expect out of him. Unless things change with his, and you know, he's got to sit, he's got to relax a couple of days, and then he can start throwing again. But until he looks like Christian Javier again, I don't know that you can start him. You know, that said,
I just think you have to. You got to go figure out what's going on with him. There's got to be something, like
maybe even IL.
Can't be this
with a dead
terrible.
Arm. Yeah, with
yeah,
a dead
he just
arm.
Just can't be this terrible.
Yeah, no, something's wrong. Something's up. So maybe it's the best thing that he doesn't go out there. Hey, Rafael Montero might have figured it out last night. Although that was, I mean, they pulled all their starters. I don't know. I don't know. He looked much better though last night than he has at all this season. He got his ERA under 7.7, which was nice. By the way, this weekend also starting, as a matter of fact, starting tomorrow, U of H joins the Big 12. U of H will be in the Big 12, and there's a big article. Jerome Solomon did a big article this morning about the Director's Cup, the Learfield Director's Cup. Texas finished second in the Director's Cup. It's all sports and how good you are in all sports.
And it's nationally, right?
It's national. Texas finished second. Oklahoma was 23rd. Oklahoma State 25th. U of H came in 68th. Only one Big 12 team was worse, Kansas State. The only Big 12 team. He does make the case, Jerome makes the case, that, you know what, they said TCU didn't deserve to be there. That was in the Big 12 when they joined, that they weren't going to be able to compete. I mean, there are a lot of people. What do you expect out of the football team this year?
They're last in the odds.
Yeah.
John Daspit showed me that. They're like plus 17,000.
Yeah.
I mean, they have a Big 12 quarterback coming in.
Yep.
And Donovan Smith.
They've got.
Who looked good last year.
A power five running back coming in.
They've got a power five running back.
They've got
a five star wide receiver.
They got their offensive line back.
Their offensive line is back. Like, I don't know.
Not much depth, but that's back.
That seems a little disrespectful to have them there, but.
The defense was the problem last year.
Yeah. And, it probably will be again.
They're bringing in an Oklahoma linebacker that's a stud. Okay.
I think you're looking at. That's the problem for Dana is when you need to win your out of conference games.
Yeah.
You need to stack the out of conference.
Oh, yeah. No,
schedule.
No.
You got to win those. And I think realistically,
UTSA and then Rice.
UTSA, by the way, brings back their quarterback is back.
Oh, he's
the
really
wide
good.
Receiver's back. Yeah. One of them. UTSA has some players too. Rice is improved, but they need to clear out the off. They got to clear out that out of conference. I think probably if you ask Vegas that the over under on wins, my guess would be like maybe 5.5.
They're not ready now.
No.
They're not ready now.
But does Dana get...
But they will be.
But here's the problem for Dana is this is a big year for him in terms of expectations, and he's stepping into a Hornets nest.
Yeah. Yep.
Like, I'm sure that's why he is, he's going really busted.
What will they average attendance? Do you know what TCU averaged this year?
I think TCU, I'm going to say like 22.
TCU average?
No. I would say 28.
28,000? You mean the Big 12 champions that went to the national championship game?
Well, I think you'd be surprised with
their 46.
I don't think most years, because they were winning, but I don't think most years.
Oh, no, they've been. No. Actually, that's lower than I thought it was going to be. They actually fill up that place. I've been there a few times. They fill that place up. It's a nice stadium, too. But they also, they're TCU and they don't have as their student body isn't all that big. So they struggle with it. U of H holds 40. They've got to average 35.
Well, it's going to help having the schedule now. People are going to check.
Unfortunately, a lot of that 35 is going to be the opposing team.
Yeah, well, that's the way it was when it was. My dad, I grew up with University of Houston. My dad coached the Cougars, and so I'm used to. Yeah, you know what? TCU's 5-year attendance numbers are 42,000.
Yeah,
that's their 5-year average, so that's pretty good. I grew up in a time when the Cougars were really good. For many of those years, and they played in the Astrodome, and it would be full. It'd be 60,000 people. It was the Longhorns or the Aggies. Baylor would come in, and it'd be in the high 40s. Arkansas traveled really, really well when they were Southwest Conference. But, when it was TCU, when it was SMU, Cougar fans did not fill it up. Cougar fans did not fill up the Dome. And the Dome was still pretty cool back then, but it was like, it wasn't home. And when you went on campus, that's an advantage once you got the stadium tricked out. And the stadium's nice. I like the stadium now. I think that's the perfect stadium for University of Houston. But you're right. This has to be – this can't be, we're not winning, we're not going. Cougar fans need to keep on because it's just the fact is you need that attendance to bolster revenue so that you can afford to be in the Big 12. The TV deal is going to be, advantageous. But to keep up with the Joneses – and this is where Houston fans have wanted to be forever. They've wanted to be in the Big 12.
Yeah.
Well, now you're there. Yeah, Texas and Oklahoma are going to scoot out of there soon enough. But this is what you aspire to, and you're there with – you're in play now. So you got to show up and show out because – and the donors have to donate, and it's a different game in the Big 12.
Oh, it's a much
different game in the Power 5.
And they're building – you got the $150 million building, football building that's coming that they have to have. They're – but Dana's doing a good – I'm telling you, he's done a really nice job. He picked up Maurice Williams, a safety that had 21 offers, including A&M and Texas and all the other schools, and he wants to stay home. If he can put a fence around – now, you ain't going to put a fence around Houston, but at least put something – put some barbed wire around that you can – that the guys can escape, but you can keep some of them here. If he can keep some of the guys here at home to play at home
– wire.
Yeah. Yeah. So
I'd rather see a fence than barbed wire.
Well, you can't put a fence around the city. There's no question. Everybody's going to come in here and take your kids because we got – there was at one time, and I don't know if it still is, but like 5% of all college football was kids from Houston. Kids from Houston. We had 500. There's like 10,000.
Yeah, no way.
And there's 10,000 college football players, not Division II and III and all that. There's 10,000 college football players, and we had 500 in all four grades.
Well, Austin and Metroplex 5%. And surrounding area, then how much were from Texas?
Well, yeah. No, absolutely.
In college football, 18%.
Well, I'm talking about the Houston area, not just Houston, but the Houston area.
Right.
I mean, Barry Switzer said, if I could put a fence around Houston, I'll win the national championship every year. You just give me Houston, and I'll take – you can have the rest of the country.
That's probably true.
And I'll win the national championship. But if Dana can do that, if he can convince guys like Maurice Williams to stay here, it's going to be pretty damn good. And I think he's done a nice job, but they ain't ready for the Big 12 yet. If everybody's expecting them to go into the Big 12 and win big right away, it ain't going to be easy. What about Kelvin Sampson? Is he going to win big right away?
I think Kelvin Sampson has a chance to compete right away, yeah. Absolutely.
That's putting a lot on him. But,
without question.
Because here's the deal.
You know, they got a big five-star that came over, too. Who is it that came over? The basketball player?
Yeah.
From Baylor?
Well, yeah.
I forgot his name. But so Shedd is back.
Yep.
You lose Sasser. You lose Jairus Walker. But you have, Baylor will probably be a factor. Texas is definitely going to be a factor. It'll be tougher. It's going to be tougher for Kelvin Sampson. Will he compete? Inside, yeah, absolutely. This guy's had Final Four caliber teams. Why would he not?
Right. They got.
If you don't think he's competitive in the Big 12,
LJ Cryer came in.
If you don't think he's competitive in the Big 12, then you believe that it was a farce that the Houston Cougars
got there
because of a weak schedule.
Here's where it's different though.
And I don't believe that.
There's a tough game, night in, night out, night in, night out, night in, night out, night in, night out. He had some breaks in the American. He's not going to have breaks. But Kelvin Sampson is still going to win, and still Kelvin Sampson is still going to be a top team. Whether or not he's going to be a number one seed is another question. If he can be a number one seed out of the Big 12 this coming year, wow.
Yeah.
Wow. It'll be quite the accomplishment. Dana's guys aren't ready for that yet. They ain't ready to compete at the highest level with Texas. I don't know about I don't think they don't play OU this year. They play Texas this year, and then the two of them leave. But they got Oklahoma State, and they've got Baylor, they've got TCU. They start with TCU, who was in the national championship game last year. So if you think it's going to be easy, it ain't. It'll be interesting to see how well they can compete
by
right
the way,
away.
How did Mark Jackson survive this and Jeff Van Gundy not?
I don't know.
Like, Mark is not even close to being in Jeff's category. It must be a financial thing.
I don't know.
I think Van Gundy made a lot more than Mark, because I don't see Mark on any other. What else does he do? Unless maybe Mark is willing to broadcast more games, because it felt like Jeff was doing a few less games this year, so maybe that's it.
I don't know, but it's ridiculous. Yeah, that you take Jeff Van Gundy off and you keep Mark Jackson. They're making some poor decisions over there. Pat McAfee, $85 million? What? That is just unbelievable. We're in the wrong damn business. We're in the wrong business.
Well, too late.
No, I know. Yeah. Well, I don't know. Maybe I'll go over to ESPN now for 85.
You are on ESPN.
Not the real
ESPN's
one.
ESPN's not the hiring real you. One. For, are you going to work that much like Pat McAfee?
Oh, you're right about that.
he's doing a lot.
And he's there.
Yeah, Stephen A. does a lot of stuff. What do you do?
I want to play golf and poker pretty much.
No one's paying you so that you can go do things you want to do. Nobody does that. You know what? If you want to do that, you need a sugar mama.
No,
you're close to being in a dream situation as almost anybody I know.
But I got a sugar mama. That's
you
fine.
Don't even have to do things.
No, yeah, I got some things I have to do, but that's it. That's pretty cool. Actually, and I'm not ashamed to have a sugar mama. I'm not ashamed in the least.
No, but sometimes sugar daddies probably aren't the greatest situation. Like,
But mine is great. She's like, go play golf, have fun. I'm like, okay. Thanks, my love. You got any money? We're taking a break. And when we come back, News of the Weird coming your way next right here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Don't go anywhere.
ESPN 97.5.com. We keep getting away with it.
You can't keep getting away with it!
Time now for news of the weird with John and Lance.
Weird.
John and Lance Weird.
News of the weird.
News.
All right. Welcome back for News of the Weird. I've got two orangutan stories. One is this.
I love orangutans, by the way.
Describe what's happening here. An orangutan is in the bathroom. What is the orangutan doing? He's washing his hands. He's washing his hands in a bucket of water. Yeah.
Is that water?
That's water.
Okay.
He's washing his hands, and he comes in the house, washes his hands, and goes to the refrigerator to get to raid their drinks.
Does he live there?
No, he doesn't live there.
Where is this?
This is in some place. In a place. In a house.
He washed his hands. Well, they got to put a bucket
Indonesia,
of water.
Indonesia. They woke up to see an orangutan and his baby go into their house, wash his hands, and then go to the refrigerator to get drinks.
What's cleaner, an orangutan's hands or a human's hands?
Orangutan's. Way cleaner.
Well, right. But I want to differentiate because you've also seen that there are some chimps that will do this and then they...
Oh, yeah, and then they fling their stuff at you. Yeah.
Not those hands.
A new study says orangutans put on beatboxing concerts. Would you like to be...
What?
In the
Read
jungle.
Read the entire story to me.
In the jungle and hear this. But don't you remember Jungle Book?
Yeah.
They did this.
And then everyone's switched. Yeah.
Yeah. Orangutans do this. Do you want to go to the jungle and hear a orangutan beatboxing concert?
No, but on a side note, I did go to a Fat Boys concert when I was a kid. They had the human beatbox right there. He's one of the originators.
Do you have any sriracha at home?
Yeah.
Do you know what it's worth now?
Do I know what it's worth?
Yeah.
Well, you know what? There's a We were just at...
There's a sriracha shortage right
we
now.
We were at Roostar, and they didn't have sriracha. They had, like, Mama Lee's.
Yeah, right.
Or something like, what is this knockoff sriracha?
They don't have any. It's $30 a bottle now. Do you want to sell your sriracha to someone?
Yes, I do. I only have half a bottle.
You only have half a bottle?
I have half a bottle. Why? What are we missing? What's the problem with sriracha right now?
There's a shortage.
Shortage of what?
Of sriracha. I don't...
I know.
Well, maybe that pepper is... There's a shortage because of some kind of...
Low?
Some kind of... maybe they had a drought and they couldn't
sriracha
grow those peppers.
Sriracha's like... I ain't paying $30 for sriracha.
Sriracha. $30.
You know what? Cholula's going...
How much will you pay... How much will you pay for vomit that comes out of a whale's colon?
Oh, no, this is valuable. Yeah, what is the deal with this? I've heard this story before. I think you've done this story
there
before.
There was whale's colon vomit that was discovered and got $250,000 for it.
But how come?
Who's the one that went into a whale's colon to find vomit? I mean, how kind of sick individual are you?
What happened on Moby Dick? I didn't finish it.
Well, why would you go right into their colon? Are you a weirdo? Who
Maybe
does
you don't
this?
Have a choice if you get swallowed.
I want to know who did the first.
Hold on, but what is it for, though? Because I think there's some
kind of... It was found inside a beach sperm whale. It appeared on Nogales Beach in La Palma, Canary Islands last month. The whale died after the nearly 20-pound chunk of the substance caused chronic obstructive... obstructed his colon.
But what's the value of it? There's some kind of value.
Apparently... only 1% of sperm whales are actually capable of secreting this, and it's worth $25 a pound.
For what? For what?
No, it's worth $25 a gram, $27 a gram,
right.
$10,000 for a pound.
And what does it do?
I don't know.
Come on.
It's too long. It's too long.
It can't be too long. I didn't read.
Are you going to the Olympics in Paris in 2024?
No.
Okay, they were getting ready for it?
Yeah.
You know why I'm not going? No.
Why?
They banned alcohol sales.
I figured that was the favorite. Yeah.
Banning alcohol
sales. Back-to-back alcohol bans. They're in Europe, though. You got too many English people.
Are you kidding me? And finally, before we go on vacation here, a New York man pleads guilty to smuggling pythons in his pants. Is that a python in your pants, or are you just happy to see me?
Do you know how big python? So obviously this is like...
He had three of them.
It's like a baby python.
Like he's not going to be found. It's like okay, dude, you ain't going that good.
It's like a baby python. No.
Okay.
Even baby pythons are probably like, wait a minute.
Is he rode on a bus from the U.S.-Canadian border. He was found, and they arrested him. Burmese pythons.
There's got to be a better hustle than that.
Honestly. What if they bite you?
No, there's got to be a better hustle than a python smuggling.
I mean, if you come up to a girl and all of a sudden you're...
What do you got there? You smuggling a python in those pants? Actually, three.
I don't know. I just think that's a crime that you're just not going to get away with. I'm sorry. We're done. Paul Galanis next. We're off Monday and Tuesday. We'll talk to you again on Wednesday, everybody. Have a great Astros over the Rangers weekend.
Bacon for everybody!
ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Doing just enough not to get fired.
I'd say in a given week, I probably only do about 15 minutes of real, actual work.
You're listening to 97.5, 92.5 ESPN. I'm Dancing Dave. Stick a fork in me because we're done. Dancing Diane will be in the back half of this sound set, and she'll be taking it off like a prom dress. But not before 20 minutes of nonstop power hits. ESPN 97.5, 92.5. Oh, that's so good.
Mornings can start feeling the same. Wake up, brush teeth, go to work. But with breakfast from Wendy's, it's like, wake up, brush teeth, baconate with a breakfast baconator, roll with the sausage breakfast burrito, buddy it up with a honey buddy, or get seasoned with seasoned potatoes, and then go to work. Sorry. When you're ready for a fresh wake-up call, gotta be Wendy's.
At participating U.S. Wendy's during breakfast hours.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.